Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So they actually talked to me like the first couple weeks of August and let me know because they wanted me to be like a part of the surprise process. So super exciting, and like, you know, they were like, maybe you could tell them, and I was like, no, well, like, we gotta, I mean, I would have loved to, it would have been super cool, but I also knew, like, in my head, I was like, well, Pearl Jam's coming, like, I think the most epic person to tell him, even if it wasn't at the concert, would be, like, Eddie, because it's one of his best friends, and it's like, he would be emotional with Eddie. With me, I think he'd be very much the same as we always are, so they kind of worked really hard, like Trevor, Jamie, Jerry Ferguson as well, to see if they could make it happen. So Jamie and I and Eddie were texting and calling a few times to try to make sure we could get it all done. And I think the coolest thing was that it was like one of the last things that Rocky approved before his unfortunate passing was who was going to be retired, and he was very adamant, you know, that his jersey needed to be retired next. And like, my sister would joke that he would sell her to get that jersey retired because he just didn't think it was going to happen. So she actually got denied tickets too when she asked to the concert. He was kind of kidding, but not really. But she made it. She flew in, and it was great. So we essentially, this was all planned. We had it all ready. Eddie was ready to do it. Concert came, you know, they performed Tuesday, and then we all knew that the big surprise was going to happen on Thursday. So I organized with Trevor and Jamie and the Blackhawks to have his mom and his family surprise him in the suite. So they all came. My sister flew in and came in. And we were like watching the whole concert. Obviously, like, Twitter broke with like the Barstool had released it prior. Fortunately, the boomers don't always check Twitter immediately, so I wasn't super concerned about him finding out. But he had no idea. He was like very composed and calm during the concert because he knew he was going to do a tribute for Rocky. And like, I could see all of his texts because his font is so large on his phone. I knew that like no one was texting him, and we were like together the entire concert. So I was more nervous, I think, than anything, because I was like, oh, I just hope this goes well and he doesn't find out. But all of his family and friends who've been going to Pearl Jam concerts together since like the last 20 years were all pretty much there. And then when it was time for him to do his tribute at the end, he kind of thought he was surprising people by doing that. And then he was definitely just like stunned on stage. It was cool. As soon as I could see, he saw my grandmother in her wheelchair, my Yaya, his mom, in the corner, because we were all hiding side stage. As soon as he went to go do the Rocky tribute, we all went from the suite, from the floor, to surprise him side stage, because we all knew. And it was amazing. He just kept hugging Eddie, and then he was just looked like he needed a beer. Like, he was so stunned. Came off and immediately hugged my grandma, which was amazing. And that was like her biggest dream, and she couldn't have been happier. And she was, you know, her health has been in decline a little, so it was a lot. She was there in her wheelchair. McCready did a little solo for her right after, which was so cool. So it was amazing. He really like seemed like it was like lights on, no one home after. Like, we were trying to talk to him, and then he was just very like shocked, almost like blacked out after a little bit, because he really had no idea that he was going to tell him that until he saw the actual banner drop in the tribute video and saw the number. So it was great. Great idea, execution, thoughtfulness. Eddie was so considerate about the impact, and like how meaningful it was to have the jersey retired. And obviously for my dad, it almost means more than getting into the Hall of Fame, because it, you know, being from Chicago, it's how much you mean to that city where you're from. So the surprise was fantastic. It worked great. We got to celebrate, it felt like, all week. And then, yeah, that was pretty much how everything went down. It was smoother sailing than I thought it would be. But no complaints. Unreal concert and moment. It was so cool.
Yeah, I mean, because your dad is such an outgoing, friendly, you know, knows everybody type of guy.
Yeah.
Did it feel a little weird to see him kind of just so stunned and, yes, and not know what to say or anything?
And he loves to, like, control the party. Like, yeah, he was basically planning the after party that we were trying to plan for him after, and it was very difficult to get, like, two different parties set up, and then we were like, just let him plan it and let him think that this is just for him, and we'll like back off. So he planned, like, book the room after and make sure there was music that had an iPod accessible, because that's what they love doing. So it was hard. It was pretty hard, but everyone did. There wasn't that many people that actually knew until, like, the final couple days, yeah, with rehearsal. So yeah, I mean, he loves to keep the party rolling. He was already at the concert with all of his friends Tuesday, so you know, by Thursday it was enjoyable, and it was a little bit more tamed, which was good, and it made it a little bit easier not to, like, worry about all these people. You know, it was just, like, a lot of family and close friends that went to both shows, so that's kind of who we got to hang out with after on Thursday. And obviously he and my mom got to thank Eddie and see him, and it was really special. So he definitely, like, tried his best to interfere unintentionally, but We made it work.
How cool was it for you to be, like, behind the scenes of all that and kind of orchestrating it? And, you know, when Jamie was talking about it, it sounded like you're the perfect person to be in that situation, because, you know, it's no surprise that you're there. You have the connections. You know people. I mean, how cool of an experience was it for you?
It was pretty surreal. Like, I really wasn't sure if or when that would happen for him. And, like, there's obviously a lot of Blackhawks players in the future that are going to have their numbers retired, and it's been, like, a big debate what goes into it. And I think, you know, for us, it was like, my sister is joking, like, geez, like, you know, hard act to follow up. He's pretty much done it all now, and I know how much that meant to him. So it was very cool to be able to tell, like, my mom and my sister and my grandmother too, just because I knew how much it would mean to them. So I mean, there's not many things at this point, like, you know, he wanted more in his career. It's done. But then to have this, I think, just, like, it's sealed everything that he really ever could dream of and wanted. And it's kind of cool to see your dad, I guess, accomplish that level of success and mean that much to an organization, right? Like, that's kind of what having your jersey retired is that's how much you mean to them. So to make him a Blackhawk forever and to be working for the Blackhawks, be a part of the planning and be working together, like, I never thought we would have this experience together as family and working and like, you know, the personal side with Pearl Jam and everything. It's just, I don't think it could have worked out any better, honestly, which is incredible. So I'm just super grateful to be here.
That's cool. Thank you. Great job. Great job planning.
Thank you. Thank you. We were pumped. Once it was over, we were like, thank God. That was, like, so nerve-wracking, the entire concert, waiting to see. We didn't have, like, the right passes, so we were, like, sprinting around the basement in security, and it was embarrassing because I had no idea where I was going, and I work every single night there. I could not tell you where I was supposed to go. So we were, like, running to get to side stage with Mary DiBartolo so we weren't late. And we made it on time, but it was just funny. It was a circus.